Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and it feels so good to be back. It's the holidays!
Yeah, can you believe it?
I can, actually.
You can?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been through a lot this year.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I can believe it.
Has this been the longest year of your life?
Yes.
Wow.
And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, but it's just been, there's been so much.
Every day feels like a year.
Yeah.
It's been incredible.
Yeah.
Because I have a newborn. I have a newborn and I'm here.
And what a journey that all was.
Oh my
God.
For
the entire year.
I know.
Every day was different.
I was watching back summer games and boy, oh boy, woof, woof, woof. It's like me during Moose Master, I am a, honey, someone should have hauled me out of there quick. I am like at a, like, my body's like basically perpendicular and I have a fan. I'm dripping sweat. My hair looks insane. That jean dress, it barely fits.
Yeah.
I was like, get this woman off set.
Yeah, you were, you
eight
pushed yourself because you were here until like
8.5 months pregnant. Yeah. I was here until I remember
Challenge VidCon. Pit.
VidCon. When is it gonna pop out? And who wins? Anyways,
yeah.
I'm so excited to be back. This is my favorite episode that we do.
I have a lot of fun with it too.
It's our fourth time doing We Solve Your Problems.
Yeah, can you believe it? Can you believe it?
I can't
to
believe it.
To the cameras now.
Yeah.
Can we put up that photo of Tommy? With the blown out photo of him. That is my favorite photo from this year, I think.
He looks incredible as Ripley.
It's so great.
I just love him. I'm excited to see who we're going to have today.
I know. We got a lot of people. They're all off over there.
They're all, and
I'm saddened that there's this many problems going on here at Smosh.
I bet there's more.
There's probably so much more.
I mean, Duran isn't here. I'm sure he's got just littered with problems.
I know.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
His dad is still...
Duran would be laughing.
Hey, don't do this. Don't make me feel this way.
Can someone bring a problem that is somehow worse than Matt Duran's is the question.
I don't think so, actually.
Every single time he visited, it was a total ride.
Yeah, and he sat on your lap. No,
he did.
That was a ride for you him.
For him, it was a ride.
Yeah, he was riding.
I was the Clydesdale.
You were the Clydesdale. And honestly, with that, should we bring in our...
Should we bring in
our own Clydesdale right now?
Oh!
Trevor!
Our first problem, Trevor.
It's because of his sweater.
It's my sweater. Yeah. It's my sweater.
He's wearing the old school Budweiser Clydesdale. Remember those ads? They don't do...
Oh, yeah. They still sometimes do. Them. Yeah.
Oh.
They bring them out sometimes.
Oh.
Every once in a while.
Clydesdale scared the shit out of me.
Have you ever been on a Clydesdale?
No.
No. Where would
I didn't
I
know
been
that you could
one?
Ride them.
I thought
I didn't know anyone could get up there.
Yeah. Well, big girl can get up there. I literally don't need any help.
Girl.
I just
hey, big girl.
I just swing my leg. Oh yeah, you're back on the pod. Hey Trevor.
I'm back. This is the third episode we recorded you back. I was in one of them. I was in one of the first two.
Yeah, but every time you come back, it just, I don't know.
Too soon.
Grates on me.
Too soon. Every time I come back, too soon.
I'm just kidding. We love you.
Yeah.
No, I have a very serious problem today.
Okay, let's go. Your time starts.
Okay, this is really important to me. This is a problem that I've struggled with since I was a child. I have really terrible, like, bathroom anxiety. Okay, so it's since I was a kid, it took me like a really long time into my adult life to even be able to like pee at urinals in public. I've never been able to poop in public. I just have really bad like bathroom anxiety. But then around the holidays, this is the worst part, is because staying like with my parents at my parents' house, mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of family around, and there's the house is always full, and there's always people. Oof. I get really constipated, and I can't like go number two at home, and it really sucks. And I'm like, I have to find a safe space to go to the bathroom, and I need help because I can't be constipated every Christmas.
You literally can't. There's too much food. No. It's got more no. food to fit.
It's like really bad. It's a serious issue. Help me.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I need help.
Okay. Does sound machines help?
No. Well, okay.
What is the anxiety? What's going through your head?
Yeah.
It's like one, people being able to like hear me.
Sure.
Even if I'm like, oh, nobody's upstairs. Let me go upstairs. Because at my parents' house, the upstairs bathroom is like one of the connected between two bedrooms.
You don't like that.
Scary.
So then it's like anyone could, like my brother could just like go into the bedroom, whatever. Yeah. And then he hears me in there pooping up a storm or something.
I mean, definitely, if you're constipated for that long.
And then like, obviously, you know, I don't want to leave his stinky bathroom. Okay.
Sure.
And like, you know, you can poopery it, but everybody still knows.
Yeah.
Totally. So what if you did it at like 3 a.m? You set your alarm. You did it at 3 a.m. You had a little bit of
a
sound
machine.
You're like
shit, Batman.
like shit.
I am the night.
Oh my God. But seriously.
You think the doctor's is your ally.
My brother coming downstairs at 3 a.m. You think the doctor's is your ally.
He's the poop joker.
I would pull the
He's going to find you.
I was pooped in it.
Okay, so it doesn't even matter if you're like, in one part of the house while everybody else is in the other part of the house.
I think it helps, but I think my body just can't relax enough. Because I'll go down like late at night. I'm usually up later than everyone.
Yes.
And I'll go downstairs, but even then, like, I'm always just so tense. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. First of all, this is very common. Second of all, what is the worst thing that could happen? Someone comes in and go, smelly down here.
Yeah, that's
stinky.
The worst. Someone could go be like, oh my God, Trevor, did you just rip that up?
And?
Yeah.
And what?
And that's just, you just don't want that.
And then I'll cry.
And? Then what?
I feel like that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
I get it.
Me crying in front of everyone because my poop is stinky. That's pretty bad.
I think
maybe you need to own it, right?
Yeah.
Envision that where they're like, oh my God, stinky. And you go, you're damn right.
You're damn right it's stinky.
I like to see, that I'm the real man of this house. Deal with it.
Be a fucking Clydesdale, okay?
Yeah.
Take huge dumps.
Have you seen Clydesdales will just shit right there in front of everybody.
Exactly.
And they're launching it.
Oh my God.
They're launching it. And Budweiser was like, we want you. We still want to hire you, okay?
That's really good advice. Your advice to me is just to be confident.
Clydesdales own it so much that at Disneyland, someone's job just to walk behind them and be ready for it at any moment.
Exactly, and that could be anybody.
That could be me.
You could be the person that walks behind
you
and
man.
Be ready to
That could
up.
Be me. Wow. Just go in there, be unabashedly myself, be confident. You know, I'm going to try it.
It's the holidays, man.
I'm not even going to poopery it. I'm just going to own it.
Oh, well.
I'm just going to get
it.
In there.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a quick...
Nope.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Nope.
Yeah, don't.
You know what? If my brother and his wife don't want to get a hotel room, if they want to stay in my parents' house too, then I'm going to be pooping in there.
That's right.
Scare them out of there. Make them get a hotel room.
Thank you. That's my goal.
And
my goal is to poop so bad that
dude.
It makes my family literally not want to be in the house.
Yeah,
that's
because there's nothing wrong with it. You have to poop.
I do.
People have to poop.
I do. I have to poop right now, actually.
You should go. Get out of here,
All right.
man.
I'm going to go do it. Hey, Smosh, look out. Watch out for this bathroom because I'm about to go tear it up, okay?
Oh, you got it.
Sorry.
You got it, Trevor.
Okay, you know what? Actually, realistically, I'm probably going to go home and poop. So.
All
Listen,
right.
Also, last thing, maybe you should practice pooping here.
Yeah, practice here.
Practice
Much to
here.
Our dismay.
Practice here.
Every once in a while I can.
Okay.
We're going to start leaving a bowl of dates out in the lobby for everyone so that you can eat those.
Hey, I'm not going to eat them, but thank you. Thank you, everyone.
A bowl of dates.
My problem is solved.
Go forth, young boy. Wow. I shouldn't have called him young boy after all that confidence talk.
We definitely ruined Christmas for someone.
Yeah. We don't know who.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Ist.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Smalls. My cats wrote in one of their problems. They said, "Hey, Bozo, we want better food."
They call you Bozo?
No, dude. It's
so oh, my God. Your life is tough.
It's so bad. But I've got the problem solved with Smalls cat food.
Yep. Smalls cat food comes from protein-packed recipes with preservative-free ingredients that you can find in your fridge. All you have to do is send in your cat's diet, health, food preferences, and then Smalls makes a personalized sampler for your cat so you don't have to, like, go through the store, look at random brands, and also so you don't have to be called Bozo all the time.
I know.
Get it together, Shane.
Here's a review from a real Smalls customer. Jennifer M. said, "After every feeding, he gets this burst of energy and starts running around the house, and his fur is softer and more vibrant with higher contrast. Honestly, I wouldn't recommend anything else." Now, my cats personally love the assorted licks set. It's packed with all natural ingredients with zero gum or additives, and it makes an excellent gift for any cat lovers that you might know.
Mm-hmm. You.
Yeah, me. What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, get 60% off your first order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. One last time, that's 60% off your first order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Get out of here, Bozo.
All right. Our next problem is from Kim.
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 Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Newly married.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you? You're still a newlywed.
I guess. It was
you're still
June.
A newlywed yeah. for years. I've decided. Hi. What's your problem?
So another very serious problem.
Yeah.
I love my mom and I love her love for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
But every year, you know, we go to my hometown in Texas for the holidays, and she is obsessed with always playing the holiday radio station.
Yep.
And, you know, I love a good Christmas song, not gonna lie.
Yep.
But it's like the same 10 songs that yep. replay over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do I get her to play different stuff? Because she's so attached to it.
Ooh.
Like it's...
No, this is real. This is real because I feel like it's kind of part of the holidays is you hear the same song. Like Michael Bublé yeah. is super big during the holidays, and that's all you hear.
I know.
Does she have a CD player? I don't know why I think that maybe.
Does she have an iPod
does
Nano?
Does she have an iPod Nano hookup? Through the. What does she have, like, for her sound system?
That's a good. She has her phone. That's.
Could you make her a little playlist before you get there, share it with her on Spotify, and then have her play that?
Okay.
She learns a new thing.
She doesn't have Spotify, but I can always make her an account, I guess.
Oh, she's a radio for life woman.
Sorry, going back, how do you feel about Christmas music in general?
I actually don't mind it. I actually really love Sabrina Carpenter's.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
But pretty like
good.
That doesn't That's play that much. Yeah.
That's newer. Because it's when you're putting stuff on the radio, it's gonna be the old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby.
Yes, it's that all the time.
Yeah.
Every year.
Harry Como.
So fun that you know all these names. I just know the song, but it's really
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I know Frank.
Yeah. Okay.
I know Frank.
Yeah. You know
yeah,
Frank.
And Michael Bublé.
Yeah, he's making his way towards being part of that crew.
Yeah, no, he's basically there.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything else other than that.
That's kind of true.
It's terrible.
Do you like listening to Christmas
I really do. It depends on the context. When I was a kid, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was obsessed.
Same.
I think the problem is it starts too early now.
Yeah.
Christmas music starts like beginning October. Of November. It starts literally the day after Halloween, and that it used to be after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Not fun.
And now it starts too soon. I get burnt out. And it also depends on where I'm at. Like at a mall, it sounds amazing. Like I like it as atmospheric.
But in the car, do you expect to be in the car a lot with your mom?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's Texas, so there's no public transportation.
Got it.
So you're on your Clydesdales.
So you're
no.
In...
We don't actually ride horses everywhere. Oh, to everyone's dismay, I'm sorry.
I personally think my idea about the playlist is probably the best solution here. Or you're gonna have an intervention with your mom. I don't know. Either one could work. Right?
She already texted us that she's like, oh, it's...
What is this? I feel like I'm getting so
a big family
much.
Text blast. It's like, it's Christmas! It's time for Christmas music!
It's on! I'm like, my poor dad.
Oh, my mom is obsessed with Christmas too. And some of my like oldest brother is just kind of like whatever, like doesn't want to get into the spirit. And my mom is always like, "Oh, let's all get together for a photo," and it's like so hard to wrangle us all.
What's the thing that's written in your house that's really funny?
Family, put your arms around each other and be there.
And there's nothing better than that.
And whenever Courtney looks at it, she goes. Family. Put your arms around each other.
Be there.
I don't know. It's when it comes to Christmas time, if you have a mom who's super into Christmas, that is a tsunami of emotion.
Yes,
that you cannot.
Tsunami. I don't know. I think that you could, change it up this year and make her a little playlist and then show her Spotify and then download the app on Spotify and then keep up playlists for the rest of your life and send them to her.
I just might. I know my dad's kind of like a Pandora person.
Pandora?
and sorry, you're the problem. You brought up your mom as the problem. Your dad's listening to Pandora.
Whoa.
That's the problem.
Pandora, Sirius Radio and Pandora. What?
My dad is stuck in the year 2011.
Yeah.
We have to help get him out.
Yeah, I just need to show them Spotify, it sounds like.
Maybe. That or just admit that this is your life now.
There's something charming about the radio, though, especially Christmas time.
Yeah, that donkey song's always on. You know, the Christmas donkey? Donkey.
What radio station are you listening
to? Emily from Texas knows what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Thanks.
It's like hee-haw, hee-haw. It's like...
Dun the donkey. Whoa, you guys really aren't listening to the radio.
I've never heard this. This sounds like the worst song ever made.
And it is on. Often. Anyway, that's my solution. Shane, you feel good or?
Kim, how do you feel?
I think that's a solution I'm going to try.
Okay, Kim. Yeah. Well, thanks for being here, Kim. Always happy to help.
Thank you, guys.
Pandora.
Enjoy the radio.
Enjoy the radio.
Okay, our next problem comes from, what's his name? Anthony?
Antony.
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 That's right.
Anthony.
The cryptid is here.
Oh my God, the cryptid.
Yeah, I saw that episode, Shane.
Okay.
I heard what you called me.
Okay.
Shane, you gotta stop calling Anthony names, because he's always gonna come on here and say it.
I think it's high praise.
Been called the cryptid.
It's Bigfoot's also cryptid. He's awesome.
You were the first one to say, where's Anthony? You were the first one to call me a cryptid, a Bigfoot.
Okay.
And I was polite. I never did any of that shit.
No, yeah. See, and this is why...
He loves me more. Bitch.
You're cool, too.
Oh, my God. Keith. Ah! Oh, my God. Anthony, you haven't been on We Solve Your Problems ever.
No,
wait,
I haven't.
Really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, no.
No, this is his first time.
I don't think I've been on Smoshmouth in over a year.
Oh, damn.
I don't think I've been in any Swosh content for over a year, actually.
Okay.
Well, that's not our... We didn't.
I feel like... Speaking of
it's because of Shane.
No,
okay, speaking of cryptids, I feel like on Bit City, you literally show up like Bigfoot. You'll be like there and you like go through the set.
That's true.
We're like,
that's
wait,
true.
What was that?
It's
that
true.
Is true.
And you give someone a tattoo and then you leave.
That's fair. Yeah.
Wow.
I will say, it's scary. If you have a problem, I hope that's not a problem for everybody here.
Yeah, I got a problem. Yeah.
You're like things are not looking good.
No. Today, my problem it has to do with Christmas trees.
Christmas tree.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
All right. So ever since I was a kid, you know, in the cartoons and, you know, old timey depictions of Christmas trees, I would see that these Christmas trees had candles that were lit with real fire. And it looked so cool. And then I would look at my scrawny little Christmas tree with its weak little baby lights or, you know, way back in the day, those big, big ass
bulbs
that were like painted and the paint was chipping off.
They still have those.
I mean, fire hazards. So if there's already fire hazards in my house, why can't I... Like, okay, here, let me show you. I Googled.
Oh my God, picture reference?
Yeah, picture.
You're talking like
look at this old timey shit that I Googled. Yeah, I type
do you want
real
her
lit
there?
Candles
19th century when they would literally light candles on a tree.
Yeah, look how sick it looks.
Okay, Anthony, it does look sick. This is a very scary, spooky photo. She is.
It was also
dead.
Colorized in post because this was black and white and very creepy.
What?
I had to get the colorized version.
So you basically want real candles lit on your Christmas tree.
Yeah, it looks so cool. The aesthetic is amazing.
It does look
but then
really
also
cool.
When I Google it, I also get images also, like this.
That's awesome.
Stop.
Yeah, just like a bunch of old people trying to put out a fire on their Christmas tree.
I love
tree.
That someone
like,
took a photo of that.
Yeah, someone tried this.
Didn't help and went boom.
So this is my fear. This is going to happen when I try it. But I really think it would just be so cool to have, like, imagine you go over to someone's house.
And there's
real fire lit on these candles on a Christmas tree. That would be so sick.
I mean,
think it would
looks
be sick.
Amazing.
I think people would feel a little, like, stressed.
I'd be a little on edge, for sure. Because, although in the 1800s they were doing that, they were also, like, you know...
They were sick.
Using heroin for when they had a cough.
They were sick. Women were eating moldy bread and then called witches.
Yeah.
That's literally
that
the witch
happened?
Trials. Yes.
Wait. What?
Uh-huh.
I love Lizzie over there like,
no.
Lizzie went, no. Fact check.
I'm pretty sure that was just some good old-fashioned 1700s misogyny.
Yeah.
But
true.
No, it was. And also, they were eating mold.
Oh.
Anyways, so, pretty cool.
Did they actually light their Christmas trees with candles back then?
I think they actually did.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's possible.
So
it is possible.
Like,
I think if the pine tree is like watered enough, it's not gonna like catch.
Mm.
And also if it's angled right, but you are legitimately playing with fire.
You need a strong girl. You need a strong girl, meaning the tree.
Oh, I was looking at you.
Yeah. If you go to a Christmas tree,
you need a strong girl to come over there and light those candles for you. And you know what? I'll stay on your couch and watch the candles go down.
Okay. You need someone to watch it 24/7.
Oh, that is the solution.
What?
Yes. So I can get my Christmas tree with its real fire lit candles, but I just need to pay someone to watch it constantly.
Yeah.
And if something happens, I will put my whole body on that tree.
The tree.
Ooh.
Are you looking for a job this Christmas?
Yes, I would love to work on Christmas.
Amanda's I know you have a newborn at home, but maybe you can watch my Christmas tree instead.
Amanda's got nothing else to do.
I'll find a babysitter you probably need them lit for a day, 2 days?
Yeah, I'm thinking probably 2 weeks, you know, to get in the Christmas
the
spirit.
Fuck?
Wow.
Christmas, how long do you have your Christmas
Honey,
trees up
where
before
are you
Christmas?
Finding candles that last 2 weeks?
Well, they're being swapped out, but they're constantly lit.
Okay, wait a second. Whoa. You need me to watch, light, swap out, and then use
if
my
you're
body?
Volunteering,
you're
yes.
One of those old, those,
if you're volunteering, yes.
That was literally like a job in London where they would go around lighting the street lamps. You're that
true.
Person.
And you know what? I could see you doing that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Climb up there with a little
Me
ladder.
With a mustache that does this.
Ew.
I feel like you'd be
That's
your,
what they did.
Or your Aldi character.
Ole.
Ole.
Yeah. Oh, I'm lighting the street lights. Wow, this beautiful Christmas tree.
See? I picture that's you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll sleep on Anthony's couch for 2
Thank
weeks.
Thank you.
And watch his Christmas tree.
I'll light,
Thank you.
I'll swap. I'll sing.
You're the full package.
I know. Oh, God, Anthony.
They really say that.
I literally know. It's crazy.
Wow.
Wow. So.
Well, I hope to not read any headlines of your house catching on
you
fire.
Won't. I've got them.
Okay.
Amanda will
We're
be
good.
There.
So will you like have a party or is it just you just want to like go to bed?
Just
with
good
them
vibes.
Lit?
You know, no parties. Just real chill.
Okay.
Just a chill Christmas.
Would you be more inclined to want to be there if I had a party? Is that what you're
no,
getting
actually,
at?
No, actually,
oh,
no.
Okay.
I don't think I'd want to sleep on the couch while you had a whole party.
Okay.
Just like,
well, because you can't participate in the party. You're watching the tree.
I'm working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like a security guard.
Serious
guy.
So I wouldn't want a party.
Okay.
Because then I couldn't. I'd have to be under the blankets the whole time.
And that's, yeah.
Are security guards not allowed to have a good time at parties? And
nope.
Cause like, I don't think so.
Because like at a concert, you go to a concert and they're just security
they're
guards
not allowed
there.
To look they at
them. I'm like, bro, the music is amazing. Bob your head or something.
They,
right?
But they can't even they look. Can't. They have to look at you.
It's illegal to bob your head if you're being paid.
That's an intense job. You need intense focus.
So that'll be me. I will not bob my head.
Okay. Cool. Cool. All right. Well,
thank you
Amanda's
guys.
Amanda's literally solving
problem
your problem.
Solved. Thank you.
You're
enjoy
so
your
welcome.
Christmas tree.
You. Enjoy thank your you Christmas candles. Tree, and I'll see you. You. See you soon.
I'll see you in a couple weeks, couple days. Wow. Yeah. See ya.
Bye, Anthony, Tony, Aunt.
Yeah, it all works.
Yeah, he likes them all. Sometimes I call him Aunt, and I have fun with that.
All right. fine. All right.
Caitlin.
Welcome, Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. Caitlin.
Hi.
Caitlin is fairly new to Smosh. 7 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my God, wow. Am I incredible or what?
My God, I feel really seen and validated. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're
how's it been? How's the 7 months been?
Bad.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk
entirely
about
fair.
All
yeah,
that.
Well, you deal with sad. You deal with scheduling, which I can't imagine at a place like
not
this.
Not my thing.
It's complicated, but I was just being cheeky. I was having fun. I really love it here, and I love people. I'm very happy to
fun.
Be here.
Yay. Okay, but what's your problem?
Yeah, but you have a problem.
Yes, I have a big problem. I am Jewish, and... Well, that's not the problem.
I am Jewish, and...
And that's fine. I'm Jewish, and there's a holiday coming up. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing about Hanukkah and all Jewish holidays in general is that they do not respect the Gregorian calendar. They are based on a lunar calendar. Mm-hmm. So they're all over the calendar. Like, you can never tell when a Jewish holiday is coming up. And I have no idea when Hanukkah is. The issue is, because I'm just, like, not that observant. I don't, like, believe in God or whatever.
Totally, yeah. Love that. Yeah, dropping it.
Okay. Is this too real?
No. Never.
People keep coming up to me to say, like, oh, isn't, like, Hanukkah coming up? Like, when are you going home to, like, see your family? When's Hanukkah? I have no answer for them. It's really embarrassing because, like, this is my, you know, like, culture, and I know next to nothing about it. So
does your family expect you to know? Like, is your family like, oh, are you coming to visit? Are you going to be here?
Well, here's the thing. I'll get these texts that are like, are you coming home from Hanukkah? And I'm like, I guess, but like, when? Like, what day?
And do they know?
No. No Jew knows.
No Jew knows when Hanukkah is.
That's the thing. That's the fun of it. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Really glad you're asking me and Shane this.
Yep. I thought, you know what I need? Two Gentiles.
Yeah.
To help me
I was
and
born
us.
In the Catholic Church.
And you know that and that we're really good with our schedules. You know that I'm so good at
I'm
knowing.
Actually, I'm very good.
Yeah, you are. And I am too. And I because no. I am very good at keeping track of stuff and I know what day it is.
Oh my God. You're a nightmare.
I did have to think for a second, and I was like, that's right, it is Tuesday. So
good Lord, I have a baby and I know what day it is.
Well, because the baby tells you.
It's Tuesday, Mommy. Hey, Mommy. Poopy change now. And it's Tuesday, Mommy.
Your baby's first word is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But it was on a Thursday. That's
it was
so
on a Thursday,
sad.
So you're off.
When is Hanukkah?
Please help me.
Please help me, Mommy.
When is Hanukkah? And the thing is, like, I could Google it, but it's very embarrassing to have to Google it in front of people.
This is a pride thing.
It's a pride thing.
So they're using the lunar calendar, and you don't like that.
I love it. Well, there's nothing cooler than the moon.
If they're using the lunar calendar, can't you just, like, some night, like, look up at the moon and be like, oh, yeah, Hanukkah's in 2 days. The moon's like, I got you.
Well, I can't talk to the moon because I'm Jewish.
Oh.
Like, that's not like a power we have.
I don't know if that's a religious thing. I think that might just be a me thing.
Okay. That's the werewolf.
I
talk to the moon
that's
a lot.
Werewolf thing. You would talk to the moon.
I'm like, hello, moon. And my baby's like, hello, moon.
Good night, moon. Good night, porridge.
Good night, porridge.
And I wish I could say good night noises everywhere to the people who are asking me. But what I guess, like, the specific thing I would love to get from you guys is, like, can you help me with, like, a mnemonic device or something to memorize the date of Hanukkah 2025?
Because I know what date it is.
What about like a watch that's
that only has those days? And it's
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have like an interface that tells you the day that Hanukkah starts.
That's a thought. Yeah.
Or you get a new calendar that literally is 2025 and it says when Hanukkah starts, but then you have to get another calendar for the next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't know if I have like a 2-calendar budget right now. I just started working here.
Oh, they're not paying you enough?
No, they paid me fine.
Hey, Caitlin, you're not getting enough money?
It's fine. We could talk about it later.
You've been here for 7 months. We're going to put you on the spot right here in this podcast.
It's an incredibly competitive wage for this industry.
Totally. Right. Cool. Yeah. Let me think on that. I feel like you're good with numbers, right, Shane?
Yeah.
Oof. Throw me for a loop on this one.
I'm so bad with calendars that guys.
What about your phone? What about your phone?
It's just the pulling out of my phone in front of people to check that feels really like I've failed my ancestors.
Oh, I understand.
If I'm being honest here, I think 2025 might be a wash. I think you might have to get a 2026 calendar.
Yeah.
And next year you can nail it. I
do that thing.
You're gonna have to guess this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna have to just show up to your family's house and be like, Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also there's a couple days, like you may not nail it the first day, but you're there within that.
And then you just say,
you got a few days.
Oh.
It's like when you forget someone's name, you go, oh my God, it's so good to see you.
Chan.
So good to see you, Chan. And you just do that with dates.
Okay,
oh my God, I can't wait to see you on Hanukkah.
So it's 8 crazy nights and just show up anywhere that I think that it might start at my parents'
Adam
house
Sandler reference
and say...
You could.
I wonder if you rewatch that movie if they say the dates in it.
For 2025?
For 2025, yeah.
I don't know if that'll help.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, so you're saying just like be confident and just Hanukkah is a state of mind and just celebrate it whenever.
That's our main thing that we're going to say to most people.
It's like the same exact as dating advice. Yeah. Just like be really confident enter the room and just own the room. And just be there.
Just own the room, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
You've
Thank
got
you.
This.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with everything.
Okay, happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Do you know when Hanukkah is this year?
You know. Isn't it? It's before Christmas, right? It's like, isn't it like this? I'm going to throw out a date, the 16th. Damn it! We're playing Battleship, but with holidays.
I bet it's the 19th.
No. All right, is it early? It's the 12th.
It's the 14th.
Oh,
that's when the start of it is.
Yeah.
Then, so the 16th is one of them.
Yeah, and so is the 19th.
One of the days.
See? Being confident.
So we were all correct. And we were all correct.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Okay, speaking of remembering things like Hanukkah dates or your budget, this episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Taking control of your finances can be so overwhelming and so daunting. I just want the confidence to try to cut wasteful spending and get my budget and my life and my money life in order.
Well, Rocket Money is perfect for that. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. It's done that for me, and it's been amazing. Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, including over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. Their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. It's amazing. This app does so much.
Yeah.
I can see all of my subscriptions laid out in front of me. I can see when I'm paying for one that I don't want, that I should cancel. And they'll help you cancel your subscriptions.
Yes, I love it. They give you alerts if a bill increases or you're about to go over budget. I would love to still hit my savings goal after the holidays. And Rocket Money can help me with that.
That's right. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth today. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Let's go. Our next lady is going to be Santa, aka Emily.
Emily Parker.
Emily P. Emily Parker.
Emily P.
Hello.
Hello, Santa.
Do you want to be Santa or Emily?
I'll be Emily.
Oh.
My issue today, as you can see why it's an issue, because I was like, how do I get out of playing Santa every year for my family parties? And Selena was like, oh my God, I'm going to get you a Santa suit.
Oh, so she made the trauma last.
Yeah.
You have so to this play is, Santa?
This is the issue every year, is that I dress up as Santa and I don't think I'm like built for that. I don't.
Fair. Yeah, let's get into that, Shane.
I don't think I'm built for that. My family's huge. My mom is one of 13 children. Our family Christmas party has so many men at it. None of them want to dress as Santa.
But they should.
And I am the only one willing to dress as Santa for the kids.
Oh, it's for the kids.
There are children present.
There are children present. Yeah. And none of the men want to do it. Why? Because they're tired of doing what?
I really don't know. I don't know if at this point it's because they like think it's funny that I come out as Santa. I'm always like cute for the family Christmas party, and then I'm a couple drinks in and someone comes up and is like, you gotta be Santa again. And I'm like, all right,
Emily, you don't have to do anything, because you know what, those kids are gonna be fine.
What?
No, I'm getting there. Hold on. Listen, the kids are
where
all right.
Where are you, Chris?
Such a good song.
Okay, how old are all these kids?
So all my cousins are having babies, as well as like my siblings. So some of them
and a new
are
wave
like,
of kids. That yeah, you
so this
to
is never gonna.
So it's like 1 to 8 year olds right now. And we have 4 newborns on the
that
way.
That is exhausting.
Why can't the parents of the children take
Emily,
over?
I don't want to add pressure to this, but it sounds like you are the Atlas holding up the world, but the world is Christmas in your family.
Yeah.
So true.
I dress as Santa. I take pictures with all of the kids. I like have the beard, the wig, boots, belt,
and
glasses,
you don't want to because
gloves.
It's not.
It just doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm not cut out to be Santa. This is kind of my tone at all times, as you guys are familiar with.
You're like a hipster Santa.
And
yeah.
And I
Santa
come in.
Santa has the vibe of an LA writer. I don't know what's going on.
What do you need?
This is just like the general like flat line.
And do kids love it, or are they a little bit confused?
I think they're a little confused, because I also don't live there for the new wave of kids. So a lot of them like don't even know who this stranger
is. So you truly are Santa.
I'm kind of just Santa.
Wow.
But I'm the Santa that when they're like, I have to hand out presents to. When they're like, can I open this yet? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. And then I'm like, oh my God,
whatever,
wait, I'm
kid.
Santa. And like, I'm not cut out for that. So basically,
what is your ho 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 sound like?
Bad. Maybe this can be, because I don't think I'm going to get out.
Let me
of
hear
this.
It.
This is going to be, this is going to gauge whether I think you're cut out to be Santa.
Yeah,
or
let's.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm going to be a casting director.
All right, I'm going to listen.
This is too earnest for me. I'm not built for it.
Read the lines.
It's okay. Just go for it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's terrible.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's really
whoa.
Bad.
Somebody's sick. That actually scared me a little bit.
That's tough.
Just a baby on my lap looking up at me, and I'm like, ho, 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 what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah. Listen, wow. Em, I think it's time to hang up the suit.
Yeah.
And maybe pass it on to a parent who decided to have the child. And they should take.
And that's and she's
and,
a parent. She
and
can
I'm a
say
parent.
That. She can say that shit now.
I can say that shit. I can fucking say that. I see you, people. I can say that shit now.
New skill unlocked.
New skill unlocked.
Talking shit on
Mom
parents.
Bullshit. Yeah, I think you're done.
Yeah, dude.
I can just be done.
Just be confident.
Just be confident. Own the room. I know what it's like, though, because this is a family tradition problem. You've fallen into being the family tradition of doing this, and you're kind of tired of it. When did you start doing it? Were you a kid when you started doing it?
No, it's been recent years. Ooh. So it started, like, this will be my third year being single.
Oh.
Like, it's pretty new.
Okay.
But
the first year was just because my nephew was too young to be brought to the mall, and my sister wanted, like, a mall Santa picture. Oh. So my mom bought a whole Santa suit, and my dad refused to put it on. So I was like, give me the suit. I'll take a picture with the baby.
Wow.
So you did it out of necessity. That time has passed.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can pass on the suit.
Yeah.
And these daddies can step up. I love daddies. Such a funny word. Daddies. These daddies can step up and put on the suit. Because you know what, honey? You deserve to look cute.
Yeah.
That rhymed.
That means it's destiny.
That rhymed.
I think you've earned a Christmas off. From working at your family party.
Agreed. They can take photos with you without the Santa suit because you're Emily now. You're not Santa anymore.
You're so right.
Thank you.
I don't even need this beard.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Trash it. Oh God. Oh, yeah.
And it won't come off. Right. It's chosen you.
Yeah, the end of the hat is tough.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
You're
good luck.
So welcome. Good luck.
Good luck to you, Emily.
Wow. That's a real issue.
That's tough.
To be the auntie it's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, man.
Okay, our next problem comes from another Emily. Emily Rose.
Emily Rose! Get over here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, hi!
A cowboy Christmas.
Oh my God, it's a cowboy Christmas.
Yeehaw.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I get to wear this hat and no one ever sees it. So I was like, I gotta wear the hat.
You gotta wear the hat. God, it's so good.
Thank you.
Okay.
How many cowboy hats do you own?
One.
This is it. Oh,
what?
Wow.
I mean, I have more boots than hats. Yeah. Like boots, it's like you have a good hat, you have a good hat.
Do people wear hats in Texas?
Oh yeah.
They do.
Who are you?
Cowboy hats truly like Arizona, Colorado, everywhere.
Yeah.
People are wearing cowboy hats.
It's a sun protector.
Yeah.
It looks good. Same with like cowboy boots. Like I wear them in the rain. I don't think you're supposed to. I'm getting real southern right now.
Because it's like the material?
Yeah, because you don't want it. Like I think there's certain ones that are like weatherproof.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, this is a really nice hat. I do not want to get in the rain.
No.
And I wore it on a rainy day.
Okay, what is your problem, Emily?
So we've talked a lot about kind of the December holidays. I want to talk about the holiday that kind of comes on the cusp of December and January. I want to talk about New Year's.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Because
I don't like, I guess, what are y'all's first?
I don't like New Year's resolutions. I personally think it's way too much pressure. I think you should have a New Year's resolution at the end of October so that you can start simmering on it for 2 months. And then when New Year's Eve comes, you get to just enjoy. You don't have to be like aggressive about like, I got to get back to the gym. I got to write that novel.
Right.
I got to book all these things. It's just like, just start to ideate on it for 2 months and then it'll feel like you kind of did it.
I feel like though then you're, but you're just like, you still have the deadline. So you're still, and it's still, for me, it's like the thing of like the pressure of like one thing in this year.
Right.
What about you?
I used to really get into them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're ultimately, I don't want to say they're good or bad. I think motivation works so differently per person.
Yeah.
And as you go through life, you figure out like what motivates me, what excites me. And I think sometimes I try to go more from a place of excitement as opposed to like, I need to do this in order to feel happy. It's
right,
like, oh,
right.
What do I want? Like, what would be fun to do? Ultimately, how I work and I think a lot of people work is it's ultimately it has to be day by day. It has to be baby steps. It's like, what would I like to start doing every day this year? And it's like, the problem with a resolution or things is like if you fail, then it's like, well, I failed and now I'm done. As opposed to, oh, I didn't do it this week. Let me pick it back up and start trying to do it again.
Right.
And once again, just day by day, because if you make it bigger than the day, then it becomes too big to even visualize or grasp. So, and there's so many things that I've been saying for years that I've not done, but now I've eased the pressure off. I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to stretch every day.
Yeah.
Not, I need to do the splits.
He wants to get in that split. He wants to do it on this table.
You've been saying that for a long time.
I've been saying it for like 5 years. For some reason, stretching is just a really hard thing for me to get motivated to do.
I get it.
Cause it really requires like slowing down for like 30 minutes to an hour. And yeah. It's hard for me.
It's really hard.
But I take the pressure off. I go, hey, I'm going to start doing this every day.
Like, what do you want your New Year's resolution
to be? Can you guys help me with that? Like, I want something fun. Like,
you want something fun?
I want something
what
fun.
You know what might be better?
Okay,
is,
okay.
As opposed to, like, I think what's tough
because I think, like, the fun things are achievable. And, like, you don't feel the pressure of, like, oh, man, like, yeah, like, I really wanted to write a book this year. And it's like, oop, I didn't do that.
We were all so busy.
Honestly,
the mirror.
I will say, having write a book on your to-do list is impossible. I think everyone should delete it from their to-do list because it's kind of like you have to feel the magic. Yeah. You have to feel the vibes to write a book. Having it on a to-do list is like, I will never literally do that.
True.
You know what I mean?
There's something to that too of like letting things go in order for it to like, because you put the pressure on too much, it becomes work. It becomes a dreadful thing.
What if your New Year's resolution is like, do one fun thing that you would never do a month?
I like that.
Is that attainable?
It might be kind of nice to, like, what's something you want to do, but you kind of, like, judge yourself for. You're like, I'm not going to do this. Yeah. This doesn't make sense. Yeah. But if you make it a resolution, then you put that pressure on something that you're like, well, I'm not going to do it otherwise. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, a good one maybe for next year is, like, I'm going to go see... 3 movies by myself next year. Like, that's something I love doing.
I do that so much already. I am so alone.
I love seeing movies by myself.
I was here last time, and I asked you guys to help me with my dating profile, and I...
And did that work?
No, I'm not. I was not on a date at all this year.
Listen, honey, look,
you're in Los Angeles trying to date. It's
you
also that you're
work
not alone there.
So hard. Okay, what... Okay, let's take away dating. Let's take away book, all that stuff. Let's make Emily happy first and foremost. Mm-hmm. What if it's like ice skating?
Love it.
Okay. What if it's like bowling?
Love it.
What if it's anything? What if it's...
I mean, picking up a new hobby is a
ride on
really
a horse
fun one.
Through Griffith Park.
Ooh.
You know what? Maybe it could also be is like picking up classes or something that then once you start it, then you kind of are committed.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's something that like... It's a choice every day. It's easy to fall off of it, right?
Yeah,
like,
not every day.
For instance, like, oh, me trying to stretch every day, I fall off of that. I go, but if I go, okay, I'm going to sign up for 8 classes of yoga, I'm like, I paid for it. I got to do it.
Yeah.
Then you kind of give yourself that push.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not a resolution for the year, but it's like, okay, I'm going to do this thing in January.
Yeah.
And
I like quarterly
there.
Resolutions.
Yeah.
Make yourself
happy because I feel like you work so hard, Emily. The Pit Channel is incredible.
Aww.
It's so much fun and you need some time for you. So don't even think about trying to meet someone or anything. Just like go out, do fun shit, make yourself happy and all the other stuff will come.
Thank you.
And be confident. That's
I think that's the biggest. I've been told I need to be a bigger bitch. So I'm going to work on that next year.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
All right, bitch. All right. Get out of here.
All right.
Bye, Emily.
You get out of here.
Bye. All right. Next up, we have Chance.
Chance.
Yeah.
Chancey.
Yes. Yes.
What's up?
Chance.
Hi. Hey, Chance.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Crim.
Merry Crims.
Y'all want to talk? Or what?
Do you want to talk? Not Chance just coming in here fucking trying to tell us what to do, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Chance, what's your problem, man?
Okay, so my family is like, we've like outgrown our Christmas traditions.
Okay? Oh, okay.
We're all kind of black sheep. Like, my mom moved away from her family. My stepdad moved away from his family to a new place. My brother's at college. I'm at college. So we're all coming home now.
Okay.
We're all kind of like...
You're at college?
I was at college and then I never moved home
heard.
From college.
Heard.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm in college. I'm 22.
Yeah, you
it's senior year.
Okay.
Excited for life. And now we're like, what the hell do we do for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Because we open a couple presents and now we're at the point where we're like, we don't need to get presents for each other.
Ooh.
We're all adults. We're just like, okay, there's no kids.
Yeah.
And you're not going anywhere. So it's literally just 4 of you.
We're still 4 of us. Mm. My adopted brother Fred is in Amsterdam. He doesn't come home. So we're just, it's just the four of us.
I know what to do.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. We've, okay.
Okay. No, what, Seth?
Well, the other thing is they're white. They're all white.
Oh, that changes what I was going to say.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I thought so. I thought
no.
No, it doesn't. It does. It does not. Anybody can do this. Okay. They're all white?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then my dad's family is the black family.
You don't see them on Christmas.
I can see them. I usually see them Christmas night.
Oh, so you need to be around for night. I'm not sure my...
No, I think we're moving towards, like, going on a trip.
That's... Okay, that was my solution, was every single year, if you can't afford it, and it doesn't need to be, like, super far away, just, like, a little bit of a trip to change the surroundings.
Okay.
And then... All you do is change the surroundings, and it'll already feel like you've refreshed everything. And have it be in a place where there's stuff to walk to.
Okay.
Right? So that you can, like, make your own different traditions. Shane doesn't
So, but
like
you're
this.
Saying going on a trip with them, but you still need to be available that night to go
well, that's what
to
I asked.
Dad's family.
I don't... No, we can go on a trip.
He's okay. saying no.
Because I know some people do, like, a cruise, like a Christmas cruise.
Do you like cruises?
I feel like people do. I've heard of a Christmas cruise. Me and Angela actually did a play about a Christmas cruise.
And?
It was very funny.
Yeah. Well, maybe don't go.
Maybe not
a Christmas
that.
Cruise. I'm not,
not
being on the
cruise.
Water for
no.
Christmas.
No,
it feels
no,
weird.
No. And what's this is in Tennessee?
This is in Tennessee. I feel like, okay, so going on a trip. So, like, if I'm going on a trip, I'm renting an Airbnb. What do I do with them the whole time?
That's why I said,
like,
it,
what do
it
we
has
do?
To be like down, like, it has to be, like, in tough. A downtown area. Like, freaking Solvang. It's still it's very Christmassy.
You're gonna go from Tennessee all the way to Solvang, California.
No, he's gonna drive up 2 hours and they're gonna meet him here.
Yeah, have them come meet
I'm
you.
I'm making Chance's life easy.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm saying is, what are you gonna do with them? You have to go to a place where there is walking activity. You have to be like on the street where there's walking stuff.
For just
okay.
one day.
Okay.
No, I'm like I'm
Manny
hearing
Christmas
you.
Cruise.
I'm hearing you. Okay, Christmas cruise was something.
I think have a location that has everything baked into it that's fun. And then you guys just show up.
And just like eat and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Hey, that's all we're doing on Christmas.
Okay.
Whether it's 4 or 30 people, we're literally just eating and drinking.
Okay, so you're saying Solvang.
Yeah.
Now see, this is where the white comes in. I'm sorry because what am I eating? I need spice. I need flavor.
Right.
They can't do that.
Oh, right. They don't eat spice or flavor.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
My stepdad does, but
it's
Mom
tough.
And Dalton cannot.
No, it's
they're
tough.
Not
Mom
doing
and
this.
Dalton.
If you go somewhere and you're going to restaurants, you get the
then
spice
Then you choose
there.
The spicy option.
Yeah, you got to make sure, because you're not staying at the house, and
no.
your family's not cooking.
Uh-uh.
So, yeah, that's
Listen,
all. That's,
you have a white family. I feel like you just have to kind of, you know, let them...
The world is my oyster.
Yeah, yeah. yeah you could
it's
do anything.
America. It's a white Christmas.
You could literally do anything you wanted.
Yeah.
Hey, and you won't believe this, I have a white family, too.
No!
And so...
What do you guys do for Christmas?
Oh, we kind of just hang
they
out.
They eat mayo. I'm so sorry. That was
what
rude.
What the fuck?
That was rude and stupid.
Okay, well, I'm taking him to Solvang.
Actually, Solvang sounds pretty cool for
yeah.
Christmas.
I've never I don't there. Know if there's any spicy food there, just saying.
There's oh, wine.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
There's wine.
There's wine.
Wine's
it's like old, like,
I feel like white
Dutch.
People would eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Solvang. Yeah.
Yeah. And cool. mayo. All right.
Okay.
I hope
well,
you
thank
feel
you.
I hope you feel good.
Have
Solvang,
good
here I come.
Oh!
My family does not eat mayo. But there is not much spice. At all, anywhere. So
what do you eat?
It's hard. Not much.
It's hard. Okay.
It's tough.
You guys don't eat? Oh boy.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Next up, we have Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Hi.
Hello, Lizzie.
Oh my God, she brought stuff.
I have an example. I actually am going to Solvang for Christmas.
Really?
Wait, I said it because I've always wanted
That's
to go.
So funny.
Yeah.
Is it a big Christmassy place?
Yes, they do. It's like it's like. So I went for my friend's wedding one time, and it's a very cute, like. Danish, Dutch.
It's yeah. Danish or
it's
Dutch.
It's like storybook
yeah.
looking. It's so
Danish,
cute.
Danish, Dutch, whatever the fuck they are.
Whatever, that weird thing.
Those windmill
Sorry.
Place ass people.
But they go like hard for Christmas. It's
yeah.
like fully decked out, like storybook village. Yeah.
It's cool. Right near Los Olivos, which is like one of my favorite places
yeah.
for wine.
Oh.
So
yeah.
good.
I've heard the wine's good.
Yeah, James and I are going there.
Lovely.
Yay!
Speaking of James, This is my problem.
James.
It's James.
My problem is James.
It's James?
No, actually, my problem is James is too good at gift giving.
Ooh.
I cannot compete.
Of course he is. Why is he a hero?
Yeah, because he, out of everyone in the office, he's the closest to Santa. Look at that beard.
Oh my God,
that's
looks,
our dream.
He's got like a Santa beard.
Like Santa,
in.
But Santa's working. Like, you know, like
oh,
he does
yeah,
construction.
Young Santa. Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
young
that's
fit
dream.
Santa.
Yeah.
That's our dream is when we get old is to be Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Oh my God.
He's already going a little gray and it's going to like.
And what do you do as Santa and Mrs. Claus?
Just like work at a mall.
Yeah,
you gotta
just work at a mall.
Yeah.
Go to the North
Pole.
Okay,
take pictures.
James is way too good at gift giving.
He's way too good at gift giving. This is Exhibit A. This is what he gave me for Christmas last year.
Twilight Clue.
Twilight Clue.
Made my favorite board game with my favorite movie. He made this.
He made this?
Oh, that's tough.
So, yeah.
That's
basically
tough.
I'm screwed. So these are all the players: Charlie,
oh,
Edward,
course,
Bella.
Of course, of course.
These are the weapons, the truck.
What are the
Charlie's
weapons?
Gun.
Oh, Charlie's gun. God.
Baseball bat. And these are the locations: the meadow.
Oh shit!
They're all, of course,
James?
In magic sleeves. We've got the meadow as a location.
Oh,
the Swan residence.
Look at
these are like the weapon pieces, so that you put them in the room to guess who the murderer is. And this is like the little envelope. When you put your guess in, or the answer is in it.
What is literally, he could sell this.
Yeah. So what the fuck do I do?
God, I have no idea.
Oh my God, dude.
Does he end, he doesn't drink.
So
no.
He does not drink. Well, this is the thing though. I actually feel like with James, it's pretty, he loves a lot of things.
Yeah.
He's a big nerd.
Yeah.
Loves Lord of the Rings, loves Magic the Gathering.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Board games. I feel like there's a lot of realms that you could.
Yes. And I know, like, I'm pretty good at gift giving.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
that he, like, makes these things. He never gets me what I ask for. He gets me what I didn't know that I wanted, you know?
Oh, like, my God. This man is just.
He made this Clue game. He, I learned how to make donuts in the pandemic, and then he bought me a deep fryer for Christmas, and then he bought me a nugget ice machine. So, like, some of it is handmade, and some of it's, like, I've always wanted a nugget ice machine, and he got me that.
He might be Santa
Listen,
Claus.
Listen.
Yes.
Lizzie, he might legitimately
I think
be
that
Santa.
You should just surrender to it. He's just a hero.
He's the winner.
He's just the one.
Yeah.
He's magic.
Yeah, uh-oh, sorry, your boyfriend's amazing.
He's the one. Honestly,
he's doing
good. does he, so gift givers don't always need amazing gifts. Some people just love to gift give.
Yeah.
Does he love gifts?
Yeah, I mean, like as much as anyone loves a gift. Okay, last year I did make him something. I sewed like a map, a fabric map of the United States, and I made all these buttons for the national park so that we could put when we go to them.
Well, okay. You killed it. Just well, give him that again. Hell?
Just give him it again.
No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like maybe, I think James also is one of those people that loves when people love the, like, show appreciation for what he loves.
Yes.
I feel like if on Christmas Day you were like, all right, let's play Magic the Gathering, and you had practiced and you were really good, and you actually beat
him. But then
him.
I have to learn Magic the Gathering.
Wait. What if?
You have so many people here who could teach you.
I don't Brennan want over there to. Is, that's the point.
Brennan, like, tipped his hat. Like, he's ready.
Wait, right, I have an idea. I don't know if this exists, but what if you find on Craigslist Lord of the Rings reenactment actors, and they knock on your door at Solvang,
okay.
And they go, We have to take the ring, Frodo. And someone's maybe you're not Sam.
I'm gonna be
James
honest.
Is Sam, maybe
that
you're
Frodo. Actually home run. Can you imagine? There's a knock on the door. You're in like a little cute Solvang cottage, and all of a sudden, an 8 foot tall Gandalf actor like steps in. He's
Frodo?
Just like Bilbo. Like
Bilbo Baggins.
We love interactive like escape rooms and stuff. So that is like.
I mean, maybe ooh. I don't know if Craigslist, but hey.
If I make like a Solvang like Mordor like walk around puzzle.
Yes.
Ooh, this is a great idea.
Oh my god, you're in Solvang. It's so fucking cute.
It's literally Hobbiton vibes. Right there. Yeah.
And you just have to go like drop off the ring somewhere cute.
Have you guys, I also feel like a trip. Have you guys gone to New Zealand?
I was going to say that.
No, that's a dream. We've never been out of the country.
But New Zealand should be where you go cuz that's just Lord of the Rings.
No, I know. That's like New Zealand, Australia is like our dream.
That's for the long run. That's for now,
but
reenactment.
Hire someone off Craigslist to be Sam.
We
and
have
Frodo.
Like a lot of actor friends. I could probably just ask.
You
one
could
of
literally
them.
Just ask your friends, and then they go, "Now, good luck," and then you follow. Or they can say good something luck. Cooler than that.
Chance and Angela bust in. Angela's getting it all wrong. She's never seen Lord of the Rings.
Go drop this ring in some weird thing.
Angela,
of fire.
Angela's like, I'm Gandalf.
This
is amazing.
Like, I want to play this.
Let's play it. I've never played it, actually.
Well,
I feel like that's the first
Lizzie,
gift
you got to, you know, do the gifts.
I just got it last year, okay? It's not, I mean, I guess it has been a whole year.
It's been, yeah, but, listen, you're also busy, but.
But you're just appreciating it.
You're appreciating
it. I love it
it's
so much.
Really cool.
James, you're a hero.
James.
He's not even here today.
You're
no,
Santa.
He's probably in the North Pole.
Probably cooking me another gift.
He's probably working on your next gift. He's building it right now.
And if you do this reenactment thing, please take photos.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a great idea.
Yay.
We're sending everyone to Solvang for Christmas. That's been our thing.
Literally.
All right. Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank you, Lizzie. Okay, so I know they're going to Solvang, but speaking of thoughtful, incredible gifts, this episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Aura Frames. Aura Frames is a digital picture frame where you can upload your favorite videos or photos anywhere, at any time.
Mm-hmm. And I know Lizzie's struggling to find the right gift, but I will say I gave my mom one of the Carver matte frames from Aura Frames, and she loves it.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect gift if you're not sure. Everybody loves memories. It's the best.
It's the best, and they can look at it anytime, and you can upload as you go, so you can add more.
And you can preload it with photos. All of this is done through the Aura Frames app, which is super simple to use and makes it all actually pretty fun.
Perfect gift.
For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver matte frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code SMOSHMOUTH at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code SMOSHMOUTH. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Back to the show.
Let's go.
All right. Next up, is it Selena? Yeah.
Is it Selena? Our director of the pod.
I'm not the last one.
Okay.
But
I know you're not.
Oh, I can see.
Hello, Selena.
Hello.
What is your problem?
I'm going to take this off because I can hear you guys. My problem is, well, you guys are married.
Yeah.
Not to each other.
Yeah, he asked and I said yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I was wondering what your strategies are in terms of splitting your time between your families for the holidays.
Ooh. I guess I have, I'm kind of like, it's mine's a situation that I can't really control because H's family is in Belarus.
Mm. Yeah.
But his mom is here. So I would say we pick and choose. Like, this holiday, we're going to go see my family, and then Christmas will be around for
Oh, so it changes every year.
It changes all the time. We don't stay. So Thanksgiving and Christmas is a good time to split the time.
Got it.
So I don't like splitting the time on one holiday. It's way too overwhelming.
I can't imagine splitting the time for one holiday, but it's a little tricky too for me because so much of Court's family is here in California.
Right.
So it is kind of like we're not traveling to see them.
Yeah.
Whereas my family's all out of state. So it's kind of choosing the times of year to go do that, but it fluctuates. It's not like this is a rigid rule. I think as long as you both like are respecting each other and appreciating each other's time and negotiating it together, it shouldn't feel like too much pressure.
Yeah. Well, your families are far.
Yeah.
So yours are mostly in the Philippines.
Yeah, but I'm at my immediate family's in New Jersey.
So you're East Coast, and then his is Alaska.
Is Washington. They moved down from Alaska. So
okay,
it's
so a little bit closer.
Okay, wait a second. Washington, you know, is this a 3-hour flight or something? So what we're doing this year is I'm flying because his mom does not want him to miss Christmas with his family. Like, that's like the rule.
Oh.
That's the rule. So last year I didn't go see his family at all. But this year I'm going for a few days before Christmas. We're flying on Christmas to go to the East Coast. So we're basically spending Christmas on a plane.
A lot of people do.
Angela does that every year.
It's, a lot of people do because it's actually the cheapest flights out of the year too. So
you're doing Christmas in Washington and then Jersey.
Yeah.
I think you're going to realize that that's going to be too much. And here's the deal. You can absolutely set a boundary of like, I will do every other Christmas.
Like, that's fair.
Maybe he always has to do that, but you will do every other, or maybe he'll join you with every other.
Yeah. Is Thanksgiving a thing? Like, because
not really.
You don't do Thanksgiving.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with Thanksgiving. And also we don't like turkey. So
you do a ham.
That's true.
Hey, you do a nice
but ham. It's like, almost you can start making new traditions of like, hey, we're gonna meet up this time of year to do this thing here.
Yes.
Just like when is everybody free? And then you just make that.
Also, maybe one year you invite them down here.
That's my thought. I'm like, I don't know, like my family has celebrated Christmas in like a cold place for so long now.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, what's it like celebrating Christmas in LA?
Yeah. You can change it up. It's there's no rules. Like you guys can literally change it up and you can start to be like, this works for us this year because it's really expensive.
Do you stay here?
For Christmas, we usually stay here because it's so expensive. Last year we met my sister. So my sister's husband's from Ireland.
Mm.
So they go every other year to Ireland. So last year we went to Ireland.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fucking epic. Yeah. I mean, I was pretty sick the whole time because I was pregnant, but like, it was amazing.
This was this is for another time, but I also want to broach the subject of taking a trip on Christmas, kind of like Chance, like for that holiday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just like but like, how do I navigate the hey, your mom wants you to spend Christmas?
Well, would you invite? Oh, you just want to go with your.
It's a tough thing. You kind of have to just draw that. Like
you just have to say
draw those boundaries.
This is what's happening this year.
Yeah.
You're adults. You're your own couple.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
You respect your family members. They have to show that same respect for you.
Yep.
It's tough. It's tough because you grow up and they're like, oh, you're my child. So we do this thing. And it's like at a certain point, it's like, hey, man, I'm no longer 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like I'm living my own life, making my own decisions.
And flights are really expensive.
Yeah.
You can change up your own traditions.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
There's kind of a thing when your family's out of state, it's kind of this weird thing that I do in my head where I'm like, well, I'm not going for Christmas, but I'll make sure I come out for like sometime in the spring and see you guys. Like there's a certain amount of time that I try to make it out there to see them.
Yep.
I'm like, it may not be Christmas, but it's like, who cares if it's Christmas? I'm going to see you for the same amount of time this year.
Mine is usually summer. Mine's usually like around my mom's birthday and summer. And it's so great because the holidays are just...
Plus, I'm realizing I only ever see, like, my hometown in the winter now because I only come home for Christmas. So now it's like, and dang, Jersey, I kind of want to... It's so pretty. I'm like, I kind of want to go back for, like, spring and fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Fall, of course.
Yeah. But okay, you guys can help me talk to his mom.
You just have to be confident, Selena.
All right. We'll get her on the phone. We'll talk to her.
Okay.
No.
I can call a funeral director, but not someone's mom. That's too stressful.
Right, I got it.
Okay.
Well, good
luck.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good luck with everything.
Thanks. And you got one more.
One more?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Selena.
Okay. We have Sarah. Hi.
Alyssa and we Ollie here.
Alyssa.
How do we do this?
And we have Ollie.
All right. So we have three people here today with one problem. Or is it three different problems or just all at the same time?
It's kind of the same. We also realize we're kind of like the ghost of Christmas past, present, future going on here.
So which one's which?
Sarah, are you the past?
I think I'm present. Yeah.
I love
pretty
that.
Present.
Yeah.
Alyssa, okay.
I'm past. Yeah.
Oh, you're the past. Future. You're the future. Okay.
Sick.
Okay.
Sick.
Now, is this like Muppets Christmas Carol past?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Presence is a good one.
I'm Waldorf as a Tattler.
Yes.
My chariots.
Okay, so you all have a problem.
Yes. Yeah. The Muppets, this is a good segue, though. That is the
It is the Muppets that you have an issue with.
I get it.
No. We have a problem with the Muppets. My issue is that now I'm an adult. I'm in my 30s. The whimsy of Christmas for me is, like, dead. Not to be dramatic. I used to love Christmas. It used to be my favorite holiday. And I like this year, November 1st, they were putting up Christmas garland downtown. I was pissed. It's like, I don't know what happened in my soul, but I hate Christmas, maybe. I don't know what's going on.
Whoa.
But there's so much. And the whimsy is gone. And I want to get it back. I want to get it back.
Yeah.
And it's making me upset.
Yeah.
Because I never used to be this person.
I understand.
Like, what happened?
Yeah. You've changed. Do you guys feel like, do you guys feel the same?
Yeah. Mine's a little different. I grew up very Christian and like a lot of religious trauma and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm a spooky girl as well. This is as festive as I get when I grew up for Christmas. So,
so good.
I'm just trying to like get into the holiday spirit or know what that was. I don't think I ever found Christmas, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just like Cindy Lou Who.
Right.
Oh my God.
That song.
Where are you, you know?
Yeah. Where are you, Christmas?
Yeah, exactly.
And Ollie?
Hey. my issue, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, so I was never allowed.
What a lore drop.
You knocked on people's doors at the worst time.
I was a child knocking on people's doors. I don't know if that was
And K-pop's
okay.
illegal for Jehovah's Witnesses, so.
But yeah, so kind of a similar situation with Alyssa, too. I never really got to celebrate Christmas, so I don't know. It's hard to connect to Christmas now because I don't have that nostalgia feeling of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just hard to get into
the spirit. And do you want to get into the spirit?
Yes, I'm jealous. I want that, like iridescent lighting of the Christmas tree and that feeling again.
Yeah.
All right.
I love the cookies.
I get it. They need to find their Christmas spirit. Right.
I think this is the thing. You're asking, where is Christmas? And I think we know exactly where it is. And there's a little place called Solvay.
You know what's crazy? My hometown is like 15 minutes from Solvay.
You were right there. You were so close.
We're sending everyone to Solvay right now.
We're going to Solvay.
No, but seriously, I will say the point of Christmas is to hang out with the people that you love and care about and to eat things you wouldn't normally eat, okay?
Okay.
That is literally, I think the point of Christmas is just to spend time. So how do you just find the spirit again by like maybe making traditions with people that agree with you about Christmas and you kind of do something together? I just like, Christmas can be whatever you make it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I get it though. You want to be like, I'm into tinsel. I like that.
Okay, my other issue is I have a mother who loves Christmas, and I'm from Wisconsin. I've lived here for like 8 years, but I have to go back every Christmas. And I've tried to do the, like, I'm an adult now, and I don't have to, but I'm still single, which is totally fine. I'm not upset about that.
Yeah.
And I have to go to my childhood home and sleep in my twin bed. It's traumatizing.
Why do we have to do this?
Exactly. And last year, I tried to not go, and she like paid for my plane ticket. So it's like, I'm not gonna not go if you're paying for the trip. This year, my mental compromise is that I'm renting a car. So if I need to like go somewhere, I can have like a little day trip in Chicago, maybe.
Yes.
And maybe that'll feel more fun and festive. But it does, she's not listening to this. It kind of feels like a trap sometimes.
Yes.
It's just like I'm in Wisconsin for a week.
Well, it sounds like Christmas isn't any of your traditions that you guys want to do.
Yeah.
Right? It's That's like fair. You kind of need to like make, well, Jehovah Witness, I don't know what your tradition is.
I don't think there, it's like just no
go
celebration.
Go to the next door.
No holidays.
When ever. I found out it's like, no, you don't celebrate your birthday, I was like, who would want to do that?
I don't know. That's wild to me.
Yeah. Man, it sucked.
Okay, there's the family aspect, which is its whole own thing. And then there's just getting into the Christmas zone. I think what gets me into the Christmas zone is truly like doing things for others, like really like going out like shopping, but like shopping with the intention for other people mm-hmm. is really nice, or like crafting something for someone else. Uh-huh. Like and also just cozy things. Like you kind of have to set the mood, right? Like
yeah.
Put on a and it doesn't have to be a Christmas movie. My argument, any trilogy is a Christmas movie.
So I just read this. We were on assumptions, and I just read that, and I think that is so brilliant. I totally agree with you.
It's like it's a time like make some hot cocoa, some hot cider, a drink that you like, and
watch
sit
Mission
down and
Impossibles,
watch a movie trilogy
Die
that
Hard.
You love. Yeah, Die Hard.
Watch Die Hard.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Put on a couple twinkly lights, and then maybe just add one tinsel and just look at it for a second, and it's. Something in your heart, like the Grinch, the little baby heart, might like start to grow.
That's what I want.
You want that?
I used to love Christmas. Again, this is the most like aggressive anti-Christmas I've ever felt in my life.
And that's okay.
I also think it has been. It's been commercialized. It was always commercialized, yes. Right? Our entire life. But it's been hardcore these past few years. And it sucks all the joy out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like, I might get haters for this, but like, the amount of Netflix Christmas movies is pissing me off. Oh. And the way they're made is like, they're not made with Christmas in mind.
No.
Like Lifetime, at least, it was like, no, there's Christmas in those.
No.
But it's been so much. So you almost have to like push so much of it away.
Yes.
Yeah. And kind of find your Christmas.
Right. For me, I love that.
Yeah. For me, it's like, sometimes it feels like performative, I guess.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I can't get into the holiday spirit. You know, there's like seasonal depression stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's hard to like push past that or just put on that happy face and like pretend like everything's okay.
I think lean into the spookiness of it all.
Oh, yeah.
I think Christmas is spooky as hell. I mean,
ghost stories
coming through our chimney, dropping off gifts.
He's
like
a freak. Yeah.
Dude, Krampus.
Krampus. I love Krampus.
Yeah. I mean, truly, make your own traditions. Because that's kind of the thing. If you're like saying, no, I'm drawing the line on my family traditions, on what we're doing, you can make your own decisions and start a new thing.
Yeah.
And even say that to your family. Be like, hey, I want to do this year. Like,
and you can literally start from scratch.
Yeah.
Like, you can start over.
I mean, to be fair, my wife also, her family celebrates Christmas a lot. But so, at least that's been kind of helping. But, like, it's not the same either, because, I mean, we're all old. So,
but I would say, like, the week of Christmas is oftentimes kind of bullshit, right? Because it's like, okay, we got family traditions, we got to go see our family, got to do all this stuff, whatever. It's almost kind of those weeks leading up to Christmas that are the most Christmassy.
Yes.
But that's where it's like, you kind of have free reign to, like, be like, what do I want to do with this time?
Right.
What tradition, like make a new tradition with your friends, with your partners, with whoever, even just by yourself, like something that you want to do. Like,
look at it as time off. True. Why don't you just start there? Like, look at it as time off.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a haunted house if there are any open.
Honestly, sounds kind of badass.
I know.
I'll find them. We should go to a haunted house in Solvang. There we go.
Maybe
Lizzie will do it for us. Yeah.
This drunk aunt died 50 years ago here in Solvang. She's like,
choked on a
cream. Right.
Go to Solvang, find Gandalf, and literally have the best time making your own traditions.
Sounds fun to me. I've never been to Solvang.
I've never been to Solvang either, is what's funny. I've never been once.
They got this Shumash Casino, so we can also go gamble.
We're going gambling!
I've also never been to a casino.
This is a time to start new traditions.
Yeah.
Gamble.
Gamble away everything for Christmas.
That could be fun.
Well, that's the best advice I have.
Yeah.
I struggle with it too.
Did that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah? And also, you don't have to put on a happy face for anybody. Okay?
Yeah.
Be in your feels.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
All good. If you guys want to dress up spooky, if you want to be a ghost for the rest of the year.
I already was this year pretty much, so.
You may do that. If you want to wear a veil, You can do that.
Do it.
Candelabras.
Yeah,
we absolutely. Candelabras are, they're both Halloween and Christmas.
We should have told Anthony to just do candelabras for his Christmas tree.
Bring him back. Bring him back.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Where's Anthony? Where's Anthony?
Christmas ghost.
Well, good luck to all of you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck and happy holidays.
And happy holidays.
Thank Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Halloween.
Wow.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Ollie.
I really think everyone here at this job, man, the celebration is just not working for a couple weeks. This year has been insane.
It's kind of why I'm like just hanging out for Christmas.
Whew. Cause what? How many videos did Smosh upload this year? Like over 400? Like everybody.
We're doing it
here
for you.
Is working on those.
Doing it for you. Everyone at Smosh has been working so hard.
Yeah.
I was working really hard on something else on my own one woman show.
It's just.
AKA a child.
Yeah. Alyssa, how many videos do you think you edited this year? She was like, ah!
30? I don't know.
You guys don't, like, there are so many people behind Smosh. Like, sure, it's us, but like, editors, producers, art, directors, sound.
So,
Scott.
Truly, hey, man.
That's sound, Scott.
Just take, everybody just take a breather.
Brennan, like, camera people, everybody. And then there's Shane and me.
And then I'm here.
And we're here. Guys,
we're
just so grateful for you all, and the holidays remind me how grateful I am for my job and the people around me, and that's really what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we really helped a lot of people today.
I hope so. I hope Anthony's house doesn't catch on fire.
Well, I'll be there, and I'll put my whole body all over it.
Right, okay, good.
Also, Solvang should pay us.
Solvang really should pay us for what we've done today, and I've never even been.
I know, and I've been once, and it was for an hour, and it was awesome.
We literally are the worst people to be advertising in.
Yeah,
I drove past there once. It looked pretty cool.
It looked pretty cool.
Thank you all for watching. We hope you don't have too many problems this holiday season.
And if you do, it's okay. Spooky with it.
Just get spooky with it.
Yeah.
Summon ghosts.
Well.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll see you later, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year. And use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more, and sign up terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.